These are the cold, hard football facts on Patriots.com. The truth hurts. You never
take advice. Welcome into the Cold Hard Football Facts show on Patriots.com. Patrick Emick here, along with the world-renowned neighborhood-friendly potentate of pigskin, Mr. Kerry J. Byrne. Kerry, we're down to the final eight. How are you feeling today?
You know, I'm feeling pretty good, and I was kind of in look-back mode, right? Look back at the wild card run, but then coming in here to the studios here at Gillette Stadium, my buddy Vinny, who's the guy who works the security gate here at Gillette, he said, it's a busy day, all the trucks are coming in, which it suddenly dawned on me, because like I said, I was looking back, suddenly dawned on me that we have a big football game coming up here at Gillette Stadium this weekend. And, you know, just kind of exciting that, you know, the national media is moving in. It's football time, playoff football time here in Foxborough, Patrick.
And we won't divulge everything right now. We'll talk about in depth more about the games as we go on here through the next couple of hours. But what's a little sneak peek of what Patriots fans can expect to see in their game against the Texans, the rematch from Week 14?
Well, I'll tell you what. Let me relay a little sobering story for Patriots fans, okay? I hate to, you know, nobody hates sobriety more than I do, Patrick.
Well, yeah, I was going to say nobody likes being sober, so.
So, but this is a sobering story, but hear me out, okay? In 2010, the Patriots went 14-2, and in December, they crushed the New York Jets 45-3, humiliated the Jets, much like the Patriots humiliated the Texans in early December this year, 42-14. And in the playoff game, the 14-2 dynastic juggernaut Patriots lost to that same Jets team, I believe 28-21. Mark Sanchez, of all people, Tattoo Boy,
yes,
had one of the greatest games of his career here in Foxborough in the playoffs against the Patriots, against a 14-2 team that failed to win a single playoff game. So all those Patriots fans who are out there saying they beat him in December, they're going to crush him again, it doesn't work that way in the NFL, and you don't have to go back very far in Patriots history to find that out yourself.
Way to ruin the party, you party pooper.
Well,
for those of you listening right now, we do appreciate it. You can chime in the Ace Ticket Hotline, 598-098-03. What was the number? I just lost it. Sorry.
508.
508.
298-03.
You got me talking sobriety and party pooping, and I lost my...
By the way, you can also email us at webradio@patriots.com. And what I want to know, Pat,
yeah,
and we'll put this out on Facebook and Twitter, what is the score going to be of the Patriots-Texans game? We know it was 42-14 in December. What's the score going to be this week? So, you know, call us with that at 508-298-0398. Talk a little Patriots and Texans with us. Talk about the game coming up. Or email us at webradio@patriots.com.
And I'm going to say 27-19.
You say that's what you already put out, 27-19?
Mm-hmm. Patriots.
Well, I'll divulge my real and spectacular pick tomorrow at Cold Hard Football Facts.
There will be
Insider.
No divulging from you, my friend. We've got enough of that from Rex Ryan's tattoos.
By the way, and I just have to, while talking about Insider, right? That's what we do, our real and spectacular picks. 29-19 against the spread over the final 3 weeks. 3-1 against the spread in the wild card round. Our numbers get better as we get later in the season. And, you know, the proof is in the pudding. Late in the year, every year, we get hot down the stretch, and we get hot in the playoffs. So if you're looking for who's going to win, not only win the game, but beat the public number, if you will, you can check that out at Cold Hard Football Facts and click the Insider button for our real and spectacular picks, Patrick. We are money in December, in January, and our four-year track record is phenomenal.
Yeah, and it's only $9.95 per week here through the rest of the season.
Each week. Sign up each week for a weekly pass. Cancel at any time, or ride it through the Super Bowl. If you wrote it right now through the Super Bowl, it's you know, what's that work out to? Under $30. So it's a great deal. And what we do, Pat, is we size up every opponent in every game in 20 different quality stats. And all of the stuff you and I talk about here each week is based on a lot of that data, and it's pretty fascinating. It really is. When you and we're going to talk about it, especially when we get into our power rankings and our defensive passer rating, our passer rating differential later in the show, you're going to see how really incredible our numbers work at identifying the best teams in football. It's pretty phenomenal.
It is a beautiful thing. You know, one of the reasons I was thinking about why I love the way we cover football at Cold Hard Football Facts so much, and part of it was I got a reminder yesterday when I turned on one of the NFL shows, and the top three stories at the top of the hour. First, we had the knee of RG3, who at this point, RG3's knee is going to be linked to communism and terrorism with all of the crying and second-guessing. I mean, this is just getting ridiculous.
By the way, as you talk, I just went on NFL.com, and what's there a picture of on the homepage of NFL.com?
Right.
RG3's
knee. Yeah, and, you know, it's funny because Washington lost. It's not like Seattle, you know, they didn't beat Seattle. Seattle actually won the game, and Seattle's the one that had the actual more prudent injury as far as the rest of the games go this year because they lost Chris Clemens for the rest of the year, and that doesn't seem to matter as much to the story-driven news media, I suppose.
Well, you know, I mean, let's give, and I agree with you, and what we do differently is we break down football
through
the numbers.
We're talking about the game,
that's
my whole point. We talk about the games, we don't talk about, you know.
The hot storyline. And, you know, listen, Clemens is a great player, but, you know, in with respect to the media, which is usually way off base, and we can talk about that some more, you know, RG3 was a top rated quarterback in football based on our real quarterback rating. A great young player, a great, representative of the game, a great representative of the Washington Redskins. And we picked the Seahawks to win, right? We picked them to win big. They dominated the game. They're the best team in football right now. You and I have been talking about that right here for weeks now. The Seattle Seahawks, folks, are the best team in football. And we've been saying it since probably, you know, November, at least since December.
And that didn't stop me from picking Green Bay to win the Super Bowl, although you did pick the Seahawks. So
I picked the Seahawks to face the Denver Broncos in the Super Bowl. Who did you have in my revised picks? That's not who I had at the start of the year. Who did you have, Pat, at the start of the year?
At the start of the year, I had Green Bay and Houston.
Okay, I had Houston and San Francisco.
And then I switched before the playoffs to Green Bay and New England. And I still like that one, so we shall see. Are you ready to dive into some icy issues?
Yeah, let's dive into some icy issues.
It's right, time here. For Pat and Kerry to tackle the coldest issues of the week in the NFL. Cold, hard football facts. Icy issues.
And your first icy issue, Kerry, the story of Peyton Manning's winter glove is rivaled only by Rex Ryan obsession. Is that a cold, hard fact that Rex Ryan should put a cork in his mouth?
That is a cold, hard football fact. Rex Ryan has clearly been humbled lately.
Yeah, it's really weird. It was almost like he got fired and then he got rehired as the coach. He was treating it like it was a brand new day. He is just somebody that I wouldn't want to hang out with him. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah, I mean, you wonder what happened behind the scenes, obviously, with that whole situation. I mean, clearly now the offensive coordinator Tony Sperano is gone. Mike Tannenbaum, which we talked about. You even had a Christmas song about him. Oh, Mike Tannenbaum, oh, Mike Tannenbaum.
Yes, it actually, it's currently at number 997,000 on the Billboard chart.
Well, hey, listen, man, it's your first top 1 million song.
Right.
So, I don't know what to make of it. I mean, really, I think he's a good coach who was too loyal to his quarterback who sucked. We've been over it ad nauseum. That team would have been better with Tim Tebow on the field. If people want to debate us, that's fine. They can come on and debate us. But they're going to lose that debate because the reality is that team would have been better with Tim Tebow empirically based on every bit of evidence we have. So that was a mistake by him. Clearly, Tim Tebow was not a Super Bowl quarterback either. They have to make future decisions. And as for the, they have to make different decisions at quarterback going forward. As for Peyton Manning, okay, we ran the numbers, and it's in one of our Cold Hard Football Facts TV segments this week. Peyton Manning has struggled in the postseason. We all know that. 9-10 straight up. Not only that, when he's played outdoors, now granted that was as a visitor, but outdoors, he is 3-6 in the postseason. And by the way, also 3-6 against the spread. He has not put up great numbers in the postseason, especially outdoors. How will that dynamic play out? Glove or no glove? Will he struggle outdoors in the cold, in the winter, in the dark? Playing outdoors, even if he's at home. I'm interested to see it because clearly his production in the postseason has not been up to his regular season standards.
All right, well, then your next icy issue, based off of what we've seen in the playoffs thus far and your belief in the Seahawks, It is indeed a cold, hard fact that Russell Wilson has been and still is the number one rookie quarterback in the NFL in 2012.
Well, I would say that is not a cold-hard football fact, but he's certainly a better quarterback and was a better quarterback than Andrew Luck. I don't think it can diminish, I don't think it can diminish what RG3 did. Now, RG3 healthy with the great defense, the number one rated, you know, top scoring defense that, that Russell Wilson played with. He probably would have won that game. So, but Russell Wilson is clearly right up there with RG3. Totally underrated. A great story. We've been riding the Russell Wilson story. We called him better than Andrew Luck. I looked it up today, Patrick, on November 12th. And Seattle Seahawks fans loved it. We got a lot of heat from, you know, Colts fans and Andrew Luck supporters. But the reality is, Russell Wilson is a better quarterback. I don't know what planet you're looking at, what stats you're looking at, saying that Andrew Luck is a better passer. Do you know who had the lowest completion percentage, what team had the lowest completion percentage in football this year, Pat?
I don't. The Colts, I'm guessing.
That would be the Indianapolis Colts. By the way, who had the lowest completion percentage last year? That'd be Denver Broncos with Tim Tebow. Andrew Luck was not much more accurate. Absolutely was not much more accurate than Tim Tebow.
So
people are trying to run Tim Tebow out of the game, and Andrew Luck is supposed to be the greatest quarterback in history. Russell Wilson is better, period. End of story.
So do you see that? We've confirmed that it's for this year, but do you see Russell Wilson being the better quarterback through the long haul? I mean, it's tough to say, obviously, but if you had to pick one or the other, I guess you're going Russell Wilson.
Well, let me ask you this. Why not? I mean, what would be the reasons why Russell Wilson couldn't be a better quarterback? Clearly, he's small. He's 5'11". Andrew Luck is a much bigger passer, a more prototypical pocket passer. But Russell Wilson was more accurate. He got the ball downfield better. He had a higher average per attempt. He had a higher completion percentage. He had a higher rating. He had fewer interceptions. He had a better TD to INT ratio. He set the rookie record for touchdowns. If Andrew Luck had done that,
yeah, you're right.
What would we be saying?
We'd be saying that he's, just as good as Peyton Manning. That's how bad it would be.
Exactly, it would be overkill. And the reality is, he played very well late in games to lead victories, but he was not a great quarterback week in and week out. And that's the empirical data. Those are the cold hard football facts, Pat.
All right, your next dicey issue: the decision to change quarterbacks for the 49ers will cost them the game this weekend with Colin Kaepernick under center against the Packers. Is that a cold, hard football fact?
That is, in fact, a cold, hard football fact. The reason being, it's all about passing efficiency, right?
Right.
And who was the more efficient quarterback this year? It wasn't Colin Kaepernick. It was Alex Smith. And let me pull something together that we wrote this week. You'll see it on Sports Illustrated. It may already be up. You'll see it at Cold Hard Football Facts. Some amazing data on what Alex Smith did, okay, this season. First of all, he had 125 passer rating in week one when the 49ers beat the Packers in Green Bay. He totally outplayed Aaron Rodgers, okay? And then in week five, he had a 156.2 passer rating and a huge win over the Buffalo Bills. In week eight, Patrick, Alex Smith set the NFL record for completion percentage in a game. He completed 18 of 19 passes against the Cardinals, who had the number one pass defense in football based upon defensive pass rating, okay? Then his next game is the Rams game when he gets injured. He was 7 of 8 for 72 yards and a touchdown in that game. So in Alex Smith's final six quarters of football, he completed 25 of 27 passes for 304 yards, 11.3 yards per attempt, four touchdowns, zero interceptions, 153.2 rating, and he got benched. He got benched, Patrick.
Terrible time for a concussion.
I agree. You know, obviously he got a concussion, but when he was healthy, he was benched. And I think that decision is going to cost the 49ers, and it's going to cost them this weekend when they host the Green Bay Packers.
Well, on that note, Kerry, we're going to head to a break. I understand you're going to have a phone conversation here with Stephanie Straley, the Texans chick, coming up next.
Well, no, actually, you know what? Who we're going to talk to next? We're going to talk to Tiffany Faison, who's a star of Top Chef on Bravo, a great chef. She owns probably the best barbecue joint, or one of the best barbecue joints around, a place called Sweet Cheeks, right near Fenway Park. And then we'll talk to Texans chick Steph Stradley in the second hour. And we'll also talk to Frankie C, Pat. Frankie C is going to bring a lot of history to the table. So we got a big show ahead of us. And with Tiffany Faison, star chef of Sweet Cheeks, coming up next.
Sullivan Tire and Auto Repair is your Bridgestone Tire headquarters in New England. We have thousands of quality Bridgestone tires in stock at great prices. Save big on such tires as the Bridgestone Dueler HL Alenza, Turanza EL400, the Dueler HT and AT, and the Potenza G019 Grid. And if you're looking for a quality tire to get you through the winter, we have Bridgestone Blizzak tires in stock right now. We have Bridgestone tires in stock no matter what you drive. Remember that we are New England's headquarters for top flight maintenance. With over 100 ASE certified master technicians on our staff, utilizing state-of-the-art diagnostic equipment. Plus, you'll find easy online appointments, comfortable waiting areas with free Wi-Fi, free shuttle service, over 65 locations across New England, and the best customer service in the industry. Check out our everyday low prices now on Bridgestone Tires and make your appointment today at SullivanTire.com. We're always here to get you there.
Like so many soldiers returning home from combat, adjusting to life as a civilian hasn't been easy for retired Army Staff Sergeant Ben Dellinger.
The hardest part was getting out. You don't lose your friends, but like basically all those people get taken away from you all at once. It felt like my life was over at times. Everything I thought I was totally different.
American heroes like Ben face many challenges when they return home. That's why, for more than 90 years, Bank of America has partnered with military organizations to support jobs, housing, and critical needs of veterans and their families. We're also committed to recruiting and hiring veterans, reservists, and military spouses. And for Ben, we partnered with Military Warrior Support Foundation to award his family a mortgage-free home.
This is something I never expected to happen, and I'm truly grateful to each and every person involved.
To find out more about Bank of America's efforts, visit bankofamerica.com/military support. 2013 Bank of America Corporation. Bank of America, N.A. member FDIC.
Ah, that is the unmistakable scent of smoked sausage in this Dunkin' Donuts breakfast sandwich.
Yeah, you mentioned that 4 whiffs ago.
True smoked sausage deliciousness must be treasured.
Hurry in today for the unmistakable taste of the smoked sausage breakfast sandwich from Dunkin' Donuts. It's deliciously irresistible. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Stop by Dunkin' Donuts and get a freshly brewed coffee. America runs on Dunkin'.
What would make your life better? Start with better banking from Sovereign Bank. More than a checking account, better banking is a package of financial solutions with preferred rates, debit card cash rewards, and online banking with bill pay, along with the flexible options you need to help make your everyday a little easier to manage. And now Sovereign is part of Santander, one of the strongest, safest, and most successful banks in the world. That's what we call better banking. Sovereign Bank, member FDIC.
Welcome back to the Cold Hard Football Facts here at Patriots.com. I am your friendly neighborhood potentate of pigskin, Kerry J. Byrne. As you know, at the Cold Hard Football Facts, we love the stats, we love the data, we love football. We also love eating, we love tailgating, we love food, and we love great chefs, and we have one of them on right now, Tiffany Faison of Sweet Cheeks Barbecue, Sweet Cheeks Q in Boston, one of the best barbecue joints around. Also, you may remember her as one of the stars of Top Chef on Bravo. Tiffany, how are you doing tonight?
I'm good, Kerry. How are you guys?
I'm doing spectacular.
No Rocky music for me?
Well, you know what? We tried to play, did we have Rocky music recently? I think we did,
Kerry,
in fact.
Fire something.
Well, you know what, Tiff? Next time we have you on, we know what you like, but we try to play icy music, so you may not be old enough to remember Vanilla Ice like I am.
Are you kidding? I'm almost old enough to remember that it was originally a David Bowie song, but...
With Queen, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, David Bowie and Queen. So, by the way, I caused a fire. Are you a music fan?
Yeah, hugely.
Do you like Rush?
I do like Rush.
I don't like, and all my musician friends love Rush, and I realize they're talented musicians. I despise Rush, Tiffany.
Really?
And I posted that on Facebook because they're going into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And I said I'd put Vanilla Ice in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame ahead
Before
of Rush.
Us.
And my friends went nuts. It was like I think I was defriended by 100 people.
I understand. If I could get rid of the Eagles for the rest of my life, I would
do see,
it.
You and I disagree. I kind of get the Eagles thing.
Oh,
and
I can't hear Cold Hotel California one more time.
I'm with you on that. I'm with you on that, definitely. Oh. So tell me a little bit, first of all, tell me a little bit about Sweet Cheeks. And it's right near Fenway Park, folks. If you haven't checked it out, it's a great spot. and spectacular stuff. But how? Tell me a little bit about that. How'd you get into barbecue? Didn't you do a tour of Texas, like the Texas Barbecue Trail? Is that the story?
We did. We did the Texas Barbecue Trail, which is well, before we did the, when I decided that I wanted to do this, I had moved here 11 years ago,
yep.
And my mom lived in the South a good amount, and so this is kind of a lot aside from the smoking meats, a lot of the food that she cooked. And I'd been cooking in Boston and moving and coming back and moving and coming back, and there just wasn't sort of this food that I wanted in this way that was really easy and casual,
yep.
with great barbecue. So so that kind of sparked it off. And then once we decided to do it, we did the Texas Barbecue Trail, which typically starts in Austin or Driftwood, Texas, around there, and it goes all the way up to Elgin and then to Dallas. So it's... It sounds really romantic. It was also July, and it was 106 degrees.
But is it an actual trail? Like, is it like a website? I mean, how does it work?
I think it's. I'm not sure if there's an actual website. I think once you start talking to people who are barbecue aficionados and fanatics and who have done it, there's the requisite places that you hit.
Okay. So it's kind of an unofficial place to go to experience true Texas barbecue.
Yeah, exactly.
And let me ask you, as a barbecue expert, what? I know there's different regional, you know, there's different regional barbecue. Even within, like, Carolina, there's,
yep.
like, three different kinds of
yep.
Carolina barbecue. There's Piedmont, there's, you know, coastal. But what makes, with the Patriots playing the Texans this week, that's why we wanted your expertise. What makes Texas barbecue, say, different than, I don't know, Kansas City or Carolina or whatever?
The Carolinas are famous for their pork. So it's a lot
yep.
of chopped pork with this, like, vinegary, sort of sugary, spicy sauce that's put into it. That's
yep.
really what the Carolinas tend to mean by barbecue. It's this sort of pork sandwich.
Okay.
And then even within that, there's like different variations of mustard and all kinds of intricacies, not to bore everyone. So that's kind of the Carolinas. And then if you kick to like Kansas City and Memphis, you're talking about saucing while you're cooking, like literally mopping sauce on while you're
okay.
cooking your meats.
Can I just interrupt before you get to the Texas?
Yeah.
I was driving, and I do a road trip to the Super Bowl every year, and when it was in Miami 2 years ago, and by the way, two years ago it was in Dallas, where we had great barbecue brisket, but 2 years ago, I'm driving through North Carolina on my way to Miami, because I like to do the road trip thing. I like to eat, I like to stop at food places, I like to write about it, so that's
yeah.
why I do it. And I went into a place called Moore's Barbecue right off of 95, right off of Interstate 95, and they had barbecue. And I said, well, you know, it just said barbecue, like, you know, $5. I said, what's the barbecue? They looked at me like I had three heads.
Right.
I said, what kind of meat? It's barbecued pork.
Yeah.
Like, what was I thinking, you stupid Yankee?
What
the hell are you doing
be?
Here? And I'm surprised I didn't get, like, drained out of the place. Literally, like, I had three heads. So that was a learning experience for me.
I'm surprised they served you.
No kidding.
Seriously?
I am, too. It was very good, I might add. So we get to Texas. And what's different with Texas barbecue?
It's a different style of barbecue. I mean, obviously, we're talking about different styles. But I think the style of Texas barbecue, really known for its beef.
Yeah.
And we've taken that a little bit further, known for beef and also the dry rub of
yep.
meat. So
okay.
we use great quality meats. And so we start there, which is not always native to barbecue restaurants. Sometimes it's not terrible quality meats, but maybe not as great. So we've started with really good quality meats, which already taste great. So we don't want to add a ton of sauce while we're smoking them.
Yep.
If you are into Texas-style barbecue, you come in. And in Texas, like, they look at you the same way your friends in the Carolinas looked at you when you asked for sauce. Like, there's just no sauce.
Yep.
I think a lot of people have added sauce over the years because it's too many Yankees have gone down there and annoyed them. But yeah, they'll look at you like you're crazy if you ask for sauce. So it's really about the smoking technique. It's about getting great smoke flavor into all of the meat. So that's really kind of where we started. But we also recognize that we're in New England.
Yep.
So
yeah, because you call yours Great Northern Brisket, right?
Well, it's a brisket that's it's a never ever beef, no antibiotics, no hormones
okay.
ever in the life of the animal, and it comes out of Montana. So that's the farm that it comes from.
Okay. Now I have to ask you, Tiffany, and I've been all over the country eating barbecue, and if you see me, folks say, "Oh, Kerry," because besides doing the football thing, I've been a food writer for a long time
yeah.
for the Boston Herald and other places. So, and people say you're a food critic. I said, "No, look at me. I don't criticize much food.
I just eat it.
Right? Well, it's sustenance. We've advanced so far, Tiffany, that we can criticize the food we put in our bodies. You know, I have your brisket, and not just blowing smoke. You know what?
It's
spectacular. It's like, folks, if you haven't had it, especially folks here in Boston, at Sweet Cheeks in the Fenway, It is like, it's like kind of like a crust on top of the fat, on top of the most tender meat. And I don't know how you do it. I mean, what I want to know the Tiffany Faison secret to spectacular brisket.
I could tell you, but I'm no, just kidding. you know, it's not to be, we worked a lot on getting it right.
Yeah.
Brisket, as you know, is pretty fickle. There's a really, there's a very lean half of it, and then there's a very fatty half of it.
Yep.
So
what do they call it? There's two names for it too, right?
Yeah.
The plate and the deck or something.
Exactly. Yeah. The plate and the deck. So, we do a couple things. We position it in the smoker to where the fat is closer to where the source of the fire is.
Okay.
We do a couple of other things in terms of maintaining moisture in the meat without, like, we wrap it in some stuff. I don't want to get too specific.
Yeah,
about
no,
what
I've
we
seen
do.
That, and I've learned that secret myself. Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, we do a few things to it, and then I think a lot of it is in the reheat. I think most people can smoke really well. I think a lot of it is in the reheat, and so we've invested in some pretty fancy, pretty expensive ovens that allow us to control exact percentage of humidity and heat and dry heat.
Well, I admire people who can do brisket because I can do a pulled pork. I can take a pork butt and rub it and smoke it and get it, you know, get it fall apart tender and, you know, and create a great barbecue. So I still have never mastered brisket. And the reason why it's tough to do is because it's a tough cut of meat. It's kind of a cheap cut of meat that you need to cook slow and low. Or, you know, in my Irish heritage, we had corned beef, and I'll corn my own beef brisket. And that's what you had to find a way to make make it palatable.
Right.
So I totally admire anyone who can do brisket because I can't do it.
Do you just do it in like a home smoker?
I have like a barrel with barrel smoker, like a new Braunfels smoker with an offset firebox.
Yep. Have you ever put like a metal container in there with a good amount of water?
Yeah, I have. But I think I just have to do it more, Tiff. I'm just not that good at it. Let me ask you this. So we got, I'm a home chef. Now, smoking takes a long time. Was there something somebody could do to kind of create good barbecue or something at your restaurant that I could do as a home chef tailgating and do it in an hour or two, not in 6 or 8 or 10 hours smoking a brisket? What would you do if you were pinched for time, but you really wanted kind of good, authentic flavors?
Order takeout.
Very good. Which you can do. I know you're going to be doing takeout for the Super Bowl, right?
We are. We're doing a good amount of takeout packages. We did them last year. They're a huge hit. We are like just cracking within the last like 3 hours before the Super Bowl. We're just like literally napkins flying in the air. So we do a good amount of takeout packages. We do wings. We do hot dogs, and then all of our barbecue basics.
Right. Well, what about you? Say you're tailgating, and I know you're so busy. You're tailgating with your buddies. You're watching a football game. You're just cooking for friends, and they know you're the barbecue master. What do you do? You know, just for your own benefit, for your friends. Say you're having your own party. What would Tiffany Faison cook?
Depending on the crowd, I mean, a lot of times it's a mixed crowd. So if it's a bunch of just guys that are coming over, which is pretty rare in my world, it's usually a mix of like couples and stuff.
Yep.
I'll always put out great veggies with a crudité and just a really yummy dip because even if it's guys, like not everyone, people want to feel better about what they're eating. And sometimes if there's just a crudité on the table, somehow you feel better about eating all of the dip and all of the barbecue.
Yeah, and crudité is just a fancy word for vegetables.
For veggies with dip, exactly. So you don't even have to touch the veggies for them to make you feel better. They just need to be visible. So we'll do that. We do a couple hot dips. We'll do, you know, like a chorizo, chili con carne kind of dip kind of situation.
Yep.
But what I really try and do is make sure that more than any of the food, is make sure that I'm not running around like a crazy person. That's one of my best tips to people who have people over. Your energy rubs off on the people that you come over. I know that sounds kind of hippie, but no one wants to feel anxious when they're sitting and watching a game. So even if you have to like order takeout from fill in the blank or go get, you know,
or Sweet Cheeks or wherever,
Sweet Cheeks, or go to, you know, the Shaw's and get, you know, some veggies. Don't run around at the last minute. But yeah, we like to do a lot of dips. It's one of the only occasions throughout the year that you get to just eat whatever crap you want to eat without any sort of apology or excuses.
Well, you know what? I'm going to hit you up after the show and maybe we could post it, but I know you've shared recipes with me before. If you're interested after the show and sharing kind of like a fun, like rub or sauce recipe, I'd love to share with the readers of Cold Hard Football Facts and the listeners.
Yeah, it'd be a lot of fun.
Patriots.com. And people can do that at their own tailgate and kind of create, you know, Tiffany Faison quality barbecue and sauces, which would be really cool. To me, I'm a sauce guy. I just love like trying and mixing different sauces on my meat and everything. You know?
I do too. Yeah. I mean, I totally understand like the Texas dry rub thing. And I for some things I love it, and other things I really like to mix my sauces. And I'm a dipper.
Yep. Yep. No, I'm a scavenger is not the right word. A grazer, right? Is that the word? A
grazer.
Now, you're a football fan, too. I understand you were just at the 49ers game, right?
Which means I can never go back to another game, Mitchell.
Patriots got their butt kicked that night. They made a great comeback.
And it was pouring down rain the entire night. So
how do you feel about the Patriots? Do you think they can go to the Super Bowl?
I'm excited. I'm excited for our prospects. I lost a really embarrassing bet last year when we lost the Super Bowl.
I remember that. Tell me the details. Didn't you bet like a barbecue chef in New York City or something?
It was a bunch of chefs. So a bunch of Boston chefs. Yep. And I started the bet, idiot.
About this and I forgot. So fill me in and fill in the listeners.
Yeah, it was. So we started to bet with a bunch of New York chefs that there was like a pretty embarrassing list of stipulations if we lost that included wearing the opposite team's jersey for a week, putting a menu item that represented New York for us. We had to do pastrami sandwiches.
Oh, wow.
For them, they had to do clam chowder. So on their menus for a week.
And they got the, you know, that's why every Patriots fan's glad the Giants aren't in the playoffs, because even though they didn't have a great season, if they snuck into the playoffs, all Patriots fans deep in the inner recesses of their heart, Tiffany, feared playing the Giants again for obvious reasons.
I know.
You know?
I am not even, honestly, if it ever happened again, I would not even make the call. I would just sit in a dark room and wait for it to be over.
Hey, have you ever been to New Orleans?
I have. I lived in New Orleans for a year.
Because a lot of Patriots fans, obviously, I'll be at the Super Bowl. I've been covered the last several Super Bowls, and a great food city. I've been there many times. A lot of Patriots fans hoping to go down there if the Patriots make it. Where would you eat? Say you had, I put a proverbial gun to your head, and you had to give me one great spot to eat in the French Quarter. Where should I eat?
I would say I wouldn't say out of the French Quarter, but my pick would not be in the French Quarter.
Okay, you tell me, where should people go?
I would go to Cochon, which is Donald Link's spot. It's all about pig.
Cochon means pig in French.
Yeah, it's in the Central Business District, and it's so, so good. It's just delicious. It's one of my favorite places to eat in New Orleans.
Hey, you know what we're doing? We're probably going to be doing a party. It's on Chipotles. Is that how you pronounce it?
What's up?
It's on Chipotles. Is that how you pronounce it?
I don't know.
It's a kind of a Cajun word. Like, it's the name of the street, but I just looked it up, and it looks like right near where we might be having our
Chapatoulas.
I can't pronounce. Okay, I better learn how to pronounce it first. say it again.
Chapatoulas.
We may be having a party. Code Hard Football Facts. Football Nation. My other website, footballnation.com. We may be having a party there before the Super Bowl. We're working on that right now. But yeah, it looks like it's right near Cochon, so we'll definitely have to check that out.
And
so.
Then drinking at DBA. DBA is my favorite bar.
Is it the same as like DBA in Manhattan? There's one at the corner of First and First. It's a great beer bar.
You know, I don't know. It's more of a whiskey bar in New Orleans.
Is it? Okay, all right. Yeah. I'll have to check it out. So, well, listen, Tiff, I appreciate it. Look forward to talking to you again. And folks, check it out if you're in the Fenway, Sweet Cheeks Q, right on Boylston Street. Spectacular brisket. The biggest biscuits you've ever seen in your life. Those things are spectacular. Tiff, I want behind the scenes. I want the recipe for those myself personally. With that, I won't share them with anybody because those things are great.
I'll make you sign your life away. And then I'll
But folks, check out Sweet Cheeks Q on Boylston Street in the Fenway. Check it out if you want some takeout for Super Bowl Sunday, or if you're in the neighborhood, or you know, even with the Red Sox with baseball, you know, coming back in a few months. Tiffany, we appreciate your time.
Thanks, Carrie. It's good to talk to you guys. Go Pats.
All right. Have a good one.
Bye-bye. So.
All right, folks, we're going to jump to another break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the power of passer rating differential, and we're going to talk to Frankie C. at the top of the hour. We're going to talk to Texans chick, Steph Stradley of the Houston Chronicle, all coming up here on the Cold Hard Football Facts at Patriots.com.
Sullivan Tire and Auto Repair is your Bridgestone Tire headquarters in New England. We have thousands of quality Bridgestone tires in stock at great prices. Save big on such tires as the Bridgestone Dueler HL Alenza, Taranza EL400, the Dueler HT and AT, and the Potenza G019 Grid. And if you're looking for a quality tire to get you through the winter, we have Bridgestone Blizzak tires in stock right now. We have Bridgestone tires in stock no matter what you drive. Remember that we are New England's headquarters for top flight maintenance. With over 100 ASE certified master technicians on our staff, utilizing state-of-the-art diagnostic equipment. Plus, you'll find easy online appointments, comfortable waiting areas with free Wi-Fi, free shuttle service, over 65 locations across New England, and the best customer service in the industry. Check out our everyday low prices now on Bridgestone Tires and make your appointment today at SullivanTire.com. We're always here to get you there.
Like so many soldiers returning home from combat, adjusting to life as a civilian hasn't been easy for retired Army Staff Sergeant Ben Dellinger.
The hardest part was getting out.
You don't lose your friends, but, like, basically all those people get taken away from you all at once. It felt like my life was over at times. Everything I thought I was totally different.
American heroes like Ben face many challenges when they return home. That's why, for more than 90 years, Bank of America has partnered with military organizations to support jobs, housing, and critical needs of veterans and their families. We're also committed to recruiting and hiring veterans, reservists, and military spouses. And for Ben, we partnered with Military Warrior Support Foundation to award his family a mortgage-free home.
This is something I never expected to happen, and I'm truly grateful to each and every person involved.
To find out more about Bank of America's efforts, visit bankofamerica.com/military support. 2013 Bank of America Corporation. Bank of America, N.A. member FDIC.
Ah, that is the unmistakable scent of smoked sausage in this Dunkin' Donuts breakfast sandwich.
Yeah, you mentioned that 4 whiffs ago.
True smoked sausage deliciousness must be treasured.
Hurry in today for the unmistakable taste of a smoked sausage breakfast sandwich from Dunkin' Donuts. It's deliciously irresistible. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Stop by Dunkin' Donuts and get a freshly brewed coffee. America runs on Dunkin'.
What would make your life better? Start with better banking from Sovereign Bank. More than a checking account, better banking is a package of financial solutions with preferred rates, debit card cash rewards, and online banking with bill pay, along with the flexible options you need to help make your everyday a little easier to manage. And now Sovereign is part of Santander, one of the strongest, safest, and most successful banks in the world. That's what we call better banking. Sovereign Bank, member FDIC.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. An exciting Patriots season is here, and Ace Ticket is proud to be the official fan travel partner of the New England Patriots. Ace Ticket is your trusted source. We have the best seats at the lowest prices for all your favorite Boston teams. Ace Ticket is now selling Celtics tickets to all games with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or right across the street from Boston Garden. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
My name is Terry, and not too long ago, I couldn't tell a first down from a touchdown, a flea flicker from a flea circus. But then I got NFL Mobile from Verizon. I can watch every Thursday, Sunday, and Monday night NFL game live right on my smartphone.
Nice call on the game yesterday, Terry.
I told you they couldn't stop the run. Plus, with access to NFL Network, I can watch highlights whenever I want.
Huge fantasy week. How did you know to start Mayo?
Woman's intuition, I guess. And with NFL Red Zone, I won't miss a touchdown on Sunday afternoons.
Up top, T-Mac.
You know it.
Offense is looking good, huh, Terry?
Good? They've been lethal in the Red Zone, Tim. Lethal. Pfft, rookie.
With NFL Mobile on Verizon 4G LTE, no one will know the game better than you. Call *NFL to get it now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime, message, and data rates may apply. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Remember, don't call or text while driving.
Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected.
Cold Hard Football Facts presents the Rex Ryan Remix featuring Patrick Himig.
Where I've come up short, in my opinion, for 4 years, that I don't think I've done as good a job of implementing, you know, who I am throughout this team.
That's because you're obsessed with implementing yourself into the media, Rex. You're a media whore. You like hype. You are hype. Hard Knocks, Tebow, Wildcat.
And I want a team, and there's several individuals on offense and defense that understand it and play that way, but I want a physical, aggressive attack style of football team, whether it's offense, defense, and all that. Unpredictable.
Unpredictability, like having your former starting quarterback tattooed on your leg while you make love to another person's foot.
In all three phases, That's what I want. And I don't think I've done a good enough job of getting that through to the entire football team.
Forgot to add earlier, Rex, that you're annoying, and the pigskin public loves watching you lose and wallow in misery.
But as a head coach, this is what I want.
I want one quarter pounder with cheese, one large fry, one large Coke, and one nude Mark Sanchez while he's giving a pedicure to my brother Rob.
My first year when I came in here, I talked about having an all-weather offense.
The Rex Ryan All-Weather Radio Offense from Goodyear. It spins out bullcrap in all weather conditions.
Not a ground and pound. The ground and pound mentality that I talked about only came after the team that we knew we had, the type of players we had in place, and that fit that year of a ground and pound mentality. That fit our football team.
Right, because Mark Sanchez was the quarterback. You still had Sanchez starting in 2012. You could have replaced him with the Tebow, whose career real quarterback rating would rank 14th in this season's NFL.
But I want to be more of an attack style team, whether it's running different, the pistol, whether it's running different type of offenses. That's what I'm looking to do. I want to be hard. As hard as we are to attack defensively, I want to be the same way on offense.
Hey, Rex, you got to have the right people for the right formations. You can't just create the pistol offense with Sean Green and your tattooed boy toy.
Yeah, there's a question. Is that a real tattoo or not? I'll keep you guessing. But no,
Every one of you reporters who laughed at that should be ashamed and embarrassed.
It is funny. It's actually a tattoo I've had for, going on three years now.
In order to save this embarrassing ordeal, we're going to hand it off to Michael Irvin for some fake forced laughter.
I know what you're thinking. Obviously, if Sanchez doesn't play better, that number's changing. I mean, that's pretty much a given.
Rex, the reason you suck is because you make your feet and your tattoos a part of pop culture. Put a cork in it, Rex.
That was the Rex Ryan Remix on Cold Hard Football Facts on Patriots.com.
Gary, that press conference that he had yesterday was just full of baloney.
You livened it up. You brought more to the table than he did, Patrick.
I appreciate that. Do you think there's anybody that was in that press conference that actually believed that he knows what he's talking about? Do you think he believes it? That's what I'm wondering, how delusional he is.
He's come to the point where you almost feel bad for him.
Yeah, maybe. But I should start having sympathy for him.
But obviously, listen, I kind of like him. I think he's what we always say we want as football fans and reporters. Kind of a guy who's almost too honest and too open, right?
Right.
He doesn't hide his cards well. And
he's definitely fun to root against as a fan.
Well, so, let me ask you. When I was listening to the Rex Ryan remix, which was great, do people? And listen, we're here. We're here at Gillette Stadium, right? We do the show with the Patriots here at Patriots.com. But we know around the country, people despise the Patriots and Bill Belichick for many reasons. Rex Ryan has not reached that level, though, has he? People are going to root against the Patriots before they root against the Jets. Talking neutral fans. No, really?
I don't know. I can't speak for that. I guess I'm not the average pigskin fan because I've always enjoyed watching the Patriots dismantle opponents, and that's coming from a guy whose hometown Rams got upset into one of the biggest upsets in Super Bowl history. So maybe I'm just too much in love with the real idea of good football, Kerry, and people like Rex Ryan annoy me. So.
Well, listen, with that said, the act got old. I mean, the act works when you're winning, when you go in AFC title games.
Right.
And then, this year they had a bad year, and remember how awful they were in the preseason? What, they didn't score didn't they not score a touchdown until Greg McElroy came in like the fourth quarter of the fourth
preseason
game? Yeah,
that was a foreshadowing, wasn't it?
It was, and that's why we said here from the get-go that Greg McElroy at some point would start for the Jets this year, and people laughed at us, but that's how bad it was, and it would have been better, and I've got heat all over the country, and I'll stand by it. I get into Twitter wars. Nothing's uglier than a stat geek Twitter war.
Yeah, people saying that it's dangerous.
People actually comment on it when we're arguing with other people. But, you know, they would have been, the reality is they would have been better off with Tebow. And for whatever reason, they made that move. I mean, they made that move and then didn't play him. And that organization's it's a joke. I hate to say it, but it's a joke right now. But he's made his own bed too, Patrick.
He has. And one of the things that, he's going to have to work on, regardless of who takes over the offense and defense, is the passer rating differential for the New York Jets, because they were not they were number 22 this year, which leads nicely into our top five. You want to go through the top five in passer rating differential?
Yeah. Can we do the list of do you have right there with the list of where the eight playoff teams rank?
Yes, I do.
Let's go through that, starting with, I believe, Baltimore's number 12.
Right. Okay. So we've got eight teams remaining, and just for the record, for everybody listening, if you're not familiar with the Cold Hard Football Facts quality stats on CHFF Insider, passer rating differential just takes the one team's offensive passer rating, the difference between the offensive passer rating and the defensive passer rating. So,
and it's the mother of all stats, and that's the key. It's really probably the most important stat in football for a variety of reasons we talk about on the website.
Right, and teams better in passer rating differential in 2012 have an .855 winning percentage. So that's
not only that, Pat, they're 45. They're 49-3 since week 15. If you have a better passer rating, you've won 90-something percent of games since week 15, 4-0 in the wildcard round. So that's why it's important. So with that said,
our final eight teams remaining, Baltimore has the lowest passer rating differential. They're at number 12. And then we move up at number 8. We've got Houston. Number 7 is New England. So statistically, as far as passer rating differential can tell, the New England-Houston rematch should be a close game, but we'll see if that actually bears out. And then at number 6, we had the Washington Redskins, and of course they were defeated by the Seattle Seahawks. So we've got basically after that our top five in pass rating differential all remaining in the playoffs. And coming in at number 5, surprising to me, the Atlanta Falcons.
Yep.
And why am I surprised by that? I guess it's really my question, because I'm seeing Atlanta still as a flawed team, even with the best record
in
the NFL.
Well, they still have an efficient quarterback, and they have a pretty good defense, and they had a very soft schedule, the fewest quality opponents in football. They played 3 quality teams all year, and they beat all 3 of them, to their credit, including a 34-0 beating of the Giants. But for a little perspective, the Detroit Lions played 11 quality opponents.
Right.
If the Seahawks had 8 more games against winning teams, they would not be the number 1 seed in football. And in the NFC, they might not even be in the playoffs.
You're talking about the Falcons,
the
right?
The Falcons, yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah. So, you know, the Lions played 11 quality opponents, the Falcons played 3. Big difference in the quality of schedule. So that's why Atlanta, even though we have concerns about them, they do have nice numbers, but they've come against a soft schedule. So Atlanta, number 5 in passer rating differential.
Coming in at number 4, the previously ranked number 2, and when I say previously ranked number 2, I'm talking about the days of Alex Smith. That would be the San Francisco 49ers. They finished number 4 in passer rating differential with a difference of 23.18. That would be a positive 23.18. And that's down from their peak earlier this year with Alex Smith.
Yeah, at their peak, they were number 2. And when they benched Alex Smith, they were number 2 in passer rating differential. And again, folks, if you're better in that number, you win more than 90% of games down the stretch. So they were number 2 in that indicator when they benched Alex Smith. They're number 4 in it today. They've dropped by 6 points in passer rating differential. And as you'll see, that could be a huge difference in the game this weekend.
Number 3 in passer rating differential, the Denver Broncos. They've got a passer rating differential of 25.90. That's their statistical peak for the year, which gives you an idea that they're pretty much clicking on all cylinders as far as their season has gone. So they're playing their best football at the right time, both the offense and defense, in passer rating.
Yeah, and by the way, the number one team in the AFC in the mother of all stats right now.
There you go, the Denver Broncos. Coming in at number 2, the Seattle Seahawks at plus 28.78. And they've been really good defensively in defensive passer rating all year. And it wasn't until, you know, mid-season, I guess, is that fair to say, when Russell Wilson started really taking over the reins of the offense and started really thriving, and that's when they've kind of skyrocketed up the rankings.
Well, you know, he was pretty efficient out of the gate, but really late in the season, yeah, he skyrocketed, and that it shows in the number. I mean, they're almost plus 30 in passer rating differential.
And then at number one, the team that has kind of created a dynasty of passer rating differential, the dynasty of the mother of all stats, the Green Bay Packers at 31.51. And they're going to be, they finished number one last year. They also finished number one when they won the Super Bowl. Is that correct?
How about this? This is a testament to how important passer rating differential is, okay? It goes back to Packers history. The Packers have finished number one in passer rating differential before this year seven times in their history. Six of those years they won championships. 1961, 1962, 1965, 1966. Fast forward to 1996 with Brett Favre, and then in 2010, every single year they finished six times in, 40 years, they finished number one in passer rating differential and won the NFL championship every single time, Patrick. And then last year they went 15-1 before getting upset. That's a pretty damn good track record proving how important this stat is. And you're right, the Packers right now, number one 3 years in a row, and I would not count them out as a team that can get to and win the Super Bowl. They've kind of flown under the radar screen this year in a lot of ways.
Yeah, and it's funny because Aaron Rodgers has had one of those quiet, awesome seasons. You know, he didn't really have a chance to put up monster numbers early in the season because so many guys were injured on this receiving core.
And, yep.
But they've kind of started to hit their stride lately. I don't think he's thrown an interception in his last four games, and I don't know, when he gets hot like that, if that continues, that's going to spell doom for San Francisco, I do believe.
Well, that's why, and you can check out the Cold Hard Football Facts, and also check him out at Football Nation. Check it out also, I do a weekly Cold Hard Football Facts column for Sports Illustrated, and it's there right now. We have a point counterpoint with me and Michael Rosenberg. He says that the 49ers made the right decision playing Colin Kaepernick, and I statistically deconstruct anything, any foolishness that he says, and saying that that was a mistake and proving it in empirical terms why the San Francisco 49ers were better suited to beat the Packers with Alex Smith, which they did. Alex Smith totally outplayed Aaron Rodgers in week one. And he like we said earlier, he was on fire before the concussion. And to me, the 49ers are less well-equipped to beat the Packers today than they were when Alex Smith went out, based on the number that wins and loses games more than any other stat in football. So I think the 49ers could be in trouble at home against the team with the that dominates the ear, unlike any other, better than any other team in football.
Yeah, and, some people might think that Green Bay's defense, last year they were a shell of their Super Bowl form. This year they've improved, kind of getting back to that level. But just to give you an idea of how good their defense has been, I told you they're number one in passer rating differential, but they also, along with that, have, of the playoff teams, they have the second best defensive passer rating, which would make sense naturally because they're number one overall in differential. But that gives you an idea just to illustrate, they're doing it on the defensive side of the ball. And as you used to teach, when I was just a little baby, right when I came out of the womb and you told me and Mother Pigskin, Carrie, that you said, if you can stop the pass and you can efficiently pass the football, you're going to win football games.
And it proves it there. And we just ran through the numbers. Passer rating differential, the eight remaining playoff teams, the one outlier is Baltimore at number 12, and the rest of the top eight rank number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, and 8. And passer rating differential. What more, Pat, do you need to know about the mother of all stats?
Nothing else. And at number six, again, that was Washington, and they were
lost to number two, Seattle.
Already by Seattle. On that note, we are going to head to break. On the flip side, Frankie C is going to join us and educate us and also enlighten us and probably make us feel better about ourselves. So we'll talk to Frankie C in a few minutes. Don't go anywhere.
Sullivan Tire and Auto Repair is your Bridgestone Tire headquarters in New England. We have thousands of quality Bridgestone tires in stock at great prices. Save big on such tires as the Bridgestone Dueler HL Alenza, Turanza EL400, the Dueler HT and AT, and the Potenza G019 Grid. And if you're looking for a quality tire to get you through the winter, we have Bridgestone Blizzak tires in stock right now.
We have Bridgestone tires in stock no matter what you drive. Remember that we are New England's headquarters for top flight maintenance, with over 100 ASE certified master technicians on our staff, utilizing state-of-the-art diagnostic equipment. Plus, you'll find easy online appointments, comfortable waiting areas with free Wi-Fi, free shuttle service, over 65 locations across New England, and the best customer service in the industry. Check out our everyday low prices now on Bridgestone Tires and make your appointment today at SullivanTire.com. We're always here to get you there.
Like so many soldiers returning home from combat, adjusting to life as a civilian hasn't been easy for retired Army Staff Sergeant Ben Dellinger.
The hardest part was getting out. You don't lose your friends, but, like, basically all those people get taken away from you all at once. It felt like my life was over at times. Everything I thought I was totally different.
American heroes like Ben face many challenges when they return home. That's why, for more than 90 years, Bank of America has partnered with military organizations to support jobs, housing, and critical needs of veterans and their families. We're also committed to recruiting and hiring veterans, reservists, and military spouses. And for Ben, we partnered with Military Warrior Support Foundation to award his family a mortgage-free home.
This is something I never expected to happen, and I'm truly grateful to each and every person involved.
To find out more about Bank of America's efforts, visit bankofamerica.com/military support. 2013 Bank of America Corporation. Bank of America, N.A. member FDIC.
Ah, that is the unmistakable scent of smoked sausage in this Dunkin' Donuts breakfast sandwich.
Yeah, you mentioned that 4 whiffs ago.
True smoked sausage deliciousness must be treasured.
Hurry in today for the unmistakable taste of a smoked sausage breakfast sandwich from Dunkin' Donuts. It's deliciously irresistible. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Stop by Dunkin' Donuts and get a freshly brewed coffee. America runs on Dunkin'.
What would make your life better? Start with better banking from Sovereign Bank. More than a checking account, better banking is a package of financial solutions with preferred rates, debit card cash rewards, and online banking with bill pay, along with the flexible options you need to help make your everyday a little easier to manage. And now Sovereign is part of Santander, one of the strongest, safest, and most successful banks in the world. That's what we call better banking. Sovereign Bank, member FDIC.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. An exciting Patriots season is here, and Ace Ticket is proud to be the official fan travel partner of the New England Patriots. Ace Ticket is your trusted source. We have the best seats at the lowest prices for all your favorite Boston teams. Ace Ticket is now selling Celtics tickets to all games with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or right across the street from Boston Garden. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com.
1-800-MY-SEATS. My name is Terry, and not too long ago, I couldn't tell a first down from a touchdown, a flea flicker from a flea circus. But then I got NFL Mobile from Verizon. I can watch every Thursday, Sunday, and Monday night NFL game live right on my smartphone.
Nice call on the game yesterday, Terry.
I told you they couldn't stop the run. Plus, with access to NFL Network, I can watch highlights whenever I want.
Huge fantasy week. How did you know to start Mayo?
Woman's intuition, I guess. And with NFL Red Zone, I won't miss a touchdown on Sunday afternoons.
Up top, T-Mac.
You know it.
Offense is looking good, huh, Terry?
Good? They've been lethal in the Red Zone, Tim. Lethal. Rookie.
With NFL Mobile on Verizon 4G LTE, no one will know the game better than you. Call *NFL to get it now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime, message, and data rates may apply. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Remember, don't call or text while driving.
Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected.
Just
It is now time for the Frankie C. Report with America's number one purveyor of Tom Brady pajamas, Frankie C.
Welcome back to the Cold Hard Football Facts with Kerry J. Byrne and Patrick Emig. And when you hear Just a Gigolo, you know it's the top of the hour, and it's time to be joined by the immortal Frankie C., the legend in his own mind, who has finally, we believe, grown out of his Tom Brady silk pajamas.
I can't back that up with anything.
Yeah, that's not a cold hard football fact,
no fact,
as we might say.
Yeah.
So what's going on, Frank? What's it's a new year. What's going on? What's new and exciting in the life of Frankie C.?
New and exciting in my life. Well, you know, I've been on a pretty strict workout regimen lately, Kerry. You know, trying to get ready for this trip to New Orleans, if it should happen.
Yep.
And I've been doing double sessions. Can you believe it? Once in the morning and once at night.
Really? So you're like drinking with breakfast and chasing underage girls in the afternoon?
All day long.
There you go. That's
pretty much nonstop.
That's why you're the man. That's why you're the man, Frankie.
I'm just trying to put forth a good effort.
Hey, I need your advice, because you have been working out. You're on a strict regimen. You're getting back into classic Frankie C. shape. I'm in shape too, Frank, but you know, my shape is oval.
Okay.
You know, you've seen it, you
oval carry.
What's oval carry? But Frank wastes no opportunity to mock me. So I'm here, and there's some pizza sitting in the studio here at Gillette Stadium, and I asked our producer Kevin Collins, you know, how long it's been sitting there. I believe he said it's been sitting here since Tuesday.
Sounds like it's perfectly seasoned.
I dove in.
You know, that's great news, Kerry. You know how much I like it when you're down, because when you're down, I'm up.
What do you mean I'm down? I'm not down. I'm eating two-day-old pizza. I thought that was good for me.
It is good for you and me.
It's
going to look good.
24 hours. It's only a one-day hiatus. It's the one-day rule.
That's right, Patrick. Patrick, the voice of wisdom.
I think there's a three-day rule for pizza that's left out on a counter.
But Kevin called it media pizza. I don't know, because I know, like, you know, our friends at WEEI and elsewhere do shows in here. I don't know. It's probably Mike McNansky's leftover lunch from the other day.
Mm. Well, like Thornton Mellon said in Back to School, when you want to look thin, you hang with fat people.
Exactly, which is why you like hanging with me now.
Eat up, Keza.
By the way, Pat, I want your opinion on this. I claim Back to School is a better one-liner movie than Caddyshack.
I'm gonna say that's false.
I am with Patrick 100%.
You guys are wrong.
That is the dumbest thing you've ever said.
It is so great. I mean,
and it's just Smithsonian Institute of Dumb Things.
Right?
Girls, this is Patrick. Patrick, these are girls. I mean, I could see me saying that to you, Patrick. You would be dumbfounded. You wouldn't know what to say, and that's how I would have to introduce the female species to you.
I appreciate that. I'm actually taking notes as we speak.
Frank knows how to meet women. All it takes is some time, a phone, and a little cash.
Look, I just use the tools that God's provided me with.
So, Frank, what's going on in the football world? You always bring some great football and history. That's what we like having you on, Frank, because you're a font not just of useless knowledge, but of useful knowledge as well.
Wow,
see, people underestimate you, Frank. They think you only have useless knowledge. I, au contraire, Mon Italian Freya. I know that was mixed languages, but you have very useful information, I believe.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Let's start off with a really interesting nugget from 1973.
Can I eat pizza while we talk?
Absolutely.
Do I get time to eat pizza? Okay.
1973, that was the day I invented the wheel. You're welcome.
Wow, no kidding.
The hell of an invention.
Good, man.
You're welcome. Okay.
Because you know what? Without the wheel, we wouldn't be able to go. We wouldn't have delivery pizza.
Right. You would have had to walk to get that pizza.
In 1972, you had to go get your own pizza.
Do you think that if you had to walk to get that pizza, even that three-day-old slice, do you think you would have left it there?
You know what, though? I would have lost weight walking to get the pizza. It would have been a waste of time. I would burn off the calories I needed eating the pizza.
Those crucial, important calories.
I think Gary just created the Subway diet for pizza. They're calling you Jared. Is the J in KGB? KJB? Is that Jared? Kerry Jared
Byrne.
It is now.
The Subway diet.
It is now. I don't want to reveal my middle name, because I already got stalkers. I don't need any more.
Gary's version of the Subway diet involves all the food he finds in the Subway.
pretty much,
no,
man.
I thought it was all the toppings that are behind the counter that go onto a pizza.
Either way, if it's edible, he's going
to
eat it.
And there's nothing like some tasty, refreshing gum after dinner, stuck to the Park Street Station bench.
Delish.
So what else besides you inventing the wheel and fire?
1945, U.S. soldiers led by General Douglas MacArthur invaded the Philippines on this date, January 9th.
No kidding.
That's right.
He claimed it when he left Corregidor, right? He said, I shall return. And he did 3 years later. He returned, and people don't realize how many countries we had to reconquer, guys, during World War II. Basically, the entire world was liberated by the United States during World War II.
No, people don't realize that.
I mean, you know, the Japanese had bombed Australia. We you know, and the Australians fought with us, but we protected Australia. You know, the
Even
Philippines,
the Chinese would be
Indonesia,
would be
China. We liberated China. Sorry, folks. You know, obviously had to, you know, invade Japan and get rid of their military dictatorship. And look what happened to them. And, you know, Italy, Germany and Japan are the number two and three economies in the world. We crushed them and rebuilt them. It's unbelievable.
And here today, China is returning the favor by liberating us from capitalism.
Yeah, no kidding, huh? Jesus. But it is amazing. But he returned. He vowed to return. There's a famous scene of him, which was supposedly staged, coming out of the Higgins boat.
Yep.
Through the water onto land of Philippines. You know, he ran Japan after the war for like 3 years. He was the military ruler of Japan.
Wow.
Yeah, he's quite a character.
He was quite a character. On this date in 1952, the Marines give notice that they will recall Ted Williams to active duty to fight in the Korea conflict.
Wow.
I guess, you know, they wanted to get the best guy out there, and they went and took the Red Sox slugger.
He didn't even use weapons. He just used a bat and he just hit baseball.
He didn't fly the plane. He stood by the open door and batted balls down.
How about that, though? He served it. I mean, he was a combat, I believe he was a combat pilot in World War II. And then he came, I believe in Korea, he was trained. I don't know if he served in combat in Korea. But still, you're talking a guy at the prime of his career, not once, but twice, going off to serve in war time.
Can you imagine what that would be like today if a baseball player, or any athlete for that matter, who was getting paid millions of dollars was forced into combat?
I think, you know, depending on the athlete, some people would take it better than others.
Probably.
But that's how big those conflicts were, guys. I mean, if you go to the Pro Football Hall of Fame, it's Pro Football Hall of Fame, I believe, .com or .org or whatever it is. Google it, Pro Football Hall of Fame. They do a great job noting the military tradition of the NFL. And obviously, you know, we all know the story of Pat Tillman and, you know, what a hero he was.
Yep.
In this day and age. But, guys, 1,000 NFL players, coaches, even owners served in the military during World War II. 1,000.
Incredible.
It's mind-blowing, guys. There couldn't have been 1,000 guys in the league at that time. It was guys who were either in the league before, in the league after, in the league during. But at one time or another, we're NFL players, coaches, GMs, owners. But 1,000 of them served in the war. It's unbelievable.
It is unbelievable. You know, it's so cool, too, to hear those stories. And it makes you feel really proud, you know, as an American, that people put aside. And not that, you know, pro sports were, you know, they certainly weren't then what they are today. But even still, you know, and even regular people just putting aside everything, their families, their careers, everything they had to go out and fight for what they thought was right. It's just an amazing story.
Hey, did you ever see the HBO special? Remember they did Band of Brothers, you know, 10, 12 years ago about Europe. And then they did the Pacific about 3 or 4 years ago about the Marines in the Pacific, right?
I certainly did.
That was based on two books, one called With the Old Breed by Eugene Sledge and the other one called Helmet for My Pillow.
Yep.
By Leckie, I forget his first name.
Right.
But there were both characters featured in the miniseries, The Pacific. But one of them in the book, if you read the books, describes going across country on a train, because that's how they traveled back then. He was coming from the East Coast out to Pendleton, where you were, Frank, when you were in the Corps.
Yep.
And he says how proud he was seeing all the American industry in Mike, just trains crisscrossing the country full of you know, ammunition, weapons, food, everything you needed. You know, you know, all the stuff you needed to fight a global war. But there was a guy on the train who was an ex-baseball player who everyone, like bugs to a light, totally gathered around. And he lamented, why is it in this culture that we're so obsessed with celebrity? And it actually, I found that comforting because in our day where we lament the culture of celebrity and Jersey Shore and all this, you know, even back then, Americans had this thing, and probably people in all countries, where something about celebrity, they are magnetized by it. So I actually found it comforting in an odd way that this guy was talking about and struggling with the same thing during World War II.
Yeah, believe me, it's all over the world. I am huge over in the Far East. I can't walk through Thailand without getting mobbed.
Well, the only reason you're huge in Thailand is because the average Thai man is 5'6", 140 pounds. Right?
Yeah, I'm pot giant. Over
yeah. So what else? Do we get any birthdays?
Yeah, we got some birthdays.
What do we got? Absolutely.
Today we celebrate the 100th birthday of former President Richard Nixon of Yorba Linda, California. He was the 37th president of the United States between 1969 and 1974.
I am not a crook.
Pat, did you just do that off the... Pat?
Yes.
I didn't know if it was Kevin in the studio. That was a pretty good imitation.
Not too bad.
I am not a crook.
Wow, pretty good. And you weren't even alive when he was president.
No, I was just a little baby sperm swimming around the world.
I didn't need that imitation. I guess I don't need the rest of that pizza, Pat. Jeez.
I do that imitation, too, but it's not really me doing Richard Nixon. It's me doing Dan Aykroyd doing Richard Nixon.
Which is a skill in and of itself. You know, he was a big football fan. I woke up in the middle of the night last night, and there was a thing called Star Spangled Football about the rise of the NFL during the 60s and how television helped popularize football. But you know who was against the NFL blackout rule? President Nixon fought the NFL and Pete Rozelle about the blackout rule, where they would blackout home games, and he was furious that in the White House he couldn't watch the Washington Redskins.
If they didn't sell out.
If they didn't sell out. And so he, the president of the United States, battled the NFL over that, which I did not, and I've studied football my whole life. I knew some of the story. I didn't know that particular story. And what the compromise of Pete Rozelle didn't want to kill his gate, right?
Yeah.
So what the compromise was that we have now is, it's blacked out if it's not sold out 72 hours before kickoff. So
thank
there's
you,
like,
Richard
that was,
that,
what's that?
I said, thank you, Richard Nixon.
Yeah, yeah. Although here in, I remember when I was a kid, it was an issue. When was the last time the Patriots didn't sell out, Frank?
I would say it's probably 92, somewhere around there.
Yeah, I think it was probably since Parcells and Wetzel came in 93, probably.
I believe that was the beginning of the sellout streak.
Yeah, but you used to not be able to see their home games. It was simple as that.
Yeah, so, there were a lot of them like
that. Who was the coach before, he used to coach the Colts, too. He coached, I think, before Parcells for the Patriots in the early 90s.
Wasn't Rod Rust right before Parcells?
Dick McPherson.
McPherson?
Dick McPherson, that's who I'm thinking
of. Who had coached Syracuse.
Okay. Yes. Yes, he did.
Maybe I was thinking, I used to get McPherson and Ted Marchabrota confused.
Yeah, you're thinking Marchabrota. Rod Rust coached 1 year, went 1-15, the worst team in Patriots history. He was replaced by Dick McPherson in 91, who was a really good college coach, was a disaster in the NFL in his 2 years. They went 8-24, two bad teams, and that was when the team was going to move to St. Louis and blah, 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 and all this was going to go on, and Victor Kiam came on the scene, and then obviously Robert Kraft got the team, I believe in 94, right, after Parcells and Bledsoe were already here.
That's right. Yep. Today is Bart Starr's birthday, one of the Cold Eye Football Facts' favorite quarterbacks. Bart Starr turns... Well, he was born in 1934. You do the math.
66, 79.
79 today.
Well, you know what? I called Bart Starr today.
Wow.
I have his, not his personal number, I have his office number. We named Bart Starr the greatest quarterback of all time in the definitive study of the greatest quarterbacks ever. And there's a lot of reasons why. People dismiss his skills, but the deadliest big game quarterback in the history of football, which is why the Packers won all those titles. He played big in big games. He was unbelievable in big moments, especially back in that day and age. And, in fact, until Aaron Rodgers surpassed him, he was the highest-rated postseason passer in NFL history, and he did it back in the 60s. But so we've interviewed him before. We talked to him before. And when I found out, because I kind of knew it was his birthday, we called him up to try to get him on the show. Unfortunately, he's out of the office after 1 o'clock, so we weren't able to get him on the show. But really one of the all-time great players. If you don't, for listeners who don't know Bart Starr, don't know much about him, look at his postseason numbers. Look at the games he played. Look at the brilliant performances he had in the postseason. Two-time Super Bowl MVP. That kind of sums it up. And he also played better, played well in championship games before the Super Bowl era. Really a great player and really a great guy, too.
It's impressive that you have his number. All these years, I thought you were only being ignored by nobodies.
I'm being ignored by people, too. I'm being ignored by actual real people, too.
Today in 1944, Jimmy Page of the best rock group of all time, Led Zeppelin, was born.
And what's better than that? I am a huge Led Zeppelin fan. You're a huge Led Zeppelin guy, right?
I'm a huge Led Zeppelin fan.
They're my favorite band.
Are you, Pat?
Yeah,
where do they rank among your favorite bands?
One of the top five.
One of the top five?
Huh?
You're fired. One of the top five.
Yeah, that's crazy talk, Pat.
Are they ahead of Rush?
No.
What?
No, I would never put Canadians ahead of Led Zeppelin.
Okay, all right. I misunderstood what you were saying, because, yeah, then you would be fired. That's insane.
What was the Facebook thread I just had about Led Zeppelin? Did you see that, Frank?
Yeah, you were. We were joking around about what our terrorist name might be, you know?
Oh, yeah, mine would be been dazed to confuse so long it's not true.
Yes, exactly.
But I had another one recently. Something about, I don't know what we were talking about, but my freshman roommate from college chimed in on how I blew out his speaker saying, did you know what Bonham says at the beginning of the ocean? And apparently I turned up the speakers loud because it's like a little voice at the beginning right before the song kicks in and blew out his friggin' woofers. And apparently 25 years later, he's still bitter.
Doesn't he say something like, now we're ready and now we're steady and one, two, three, something
it's
like
kind
that?
It's kind of like, it's almost like an Ali Barber and the 40 Thieves type thing. And
okay.
I'm going to try to, while we're talking, I'll try to find it on Facebook.
All right.
But,
while you're talking, I will
give us one more birthday before we go to break.
Okay. All right. Well, we have a I'll just say happy birthday to Crystal Gale, who happens to be Loretta Lynn's sister. And then lastly, happy birthday to Kate Middleton, the wife of Prince William.
Wow. And she's, what do you think? Does she do it for you?
She is a dyed-in-the-wool smoke show.
Patrick?
Absolutely.
All right, I was afraid you were going to screw up that answer, too.
Yeah, she's in Patrick's top 1,000 girls.
I have a friend who I know, and actually, Frank, you've met her. I have a friend who looks a lot like her. Taylor, do you know Taylor?
Oh, I do know
she's
Taylor.
A publicist, a restaurant publicist in Boston.
She doesn't know me, but I've stared across the room at her a couple times.
She's a beautiful girl. She's a really nice, nice girl. She's probably half my age, too.
Yeah, totally.
But really nice girl, and but honestly, she looks like Kate Middleton, maybe even prettier. She's a really, really pretty girl.
Yeah, I think I would have to put Taylor over.
Yeah.
Of course, I've never seen Kate up close.
I think Kate is, I don't know. Like Taylor has prettier eyes, I think. She has kind of big, what's the word I'm looking for?
Well, they use
big, beautiful eyes. For lack of a better word, big, beautiful eyes.
they usually use the term or the phrase doe-eyed, you know, because she's got big, round, beautiful eyes.
That's what I'm thinking. So, all right, Frank, on that note, speaking of lovely ladies, we got Texans chick, Houston Chronicle blogger and friend of the Cold Hard Football Facts, Steph Stradley, coming up in a moment after the break.
Sullivan Tire and Auto Repair is your Bridgestone Tire headquarters in New England. We have thousands of quality Bridgestone tires in stock at great prices. Save big on such tires as the Bridgestone Dueler HL Alenza, Taranza EL400, the Dueler HT and AT, and the Potenza G019 Grid. And if you're looking for a quality tire to get you through the winter, we have Bridgestone Blizzak tires in stock right now. We have Bridgestone tires in stock no matter what you drive. Remember that we are New England's headquarters for top flight maintenance. With over 100 ASE-certified master technicians on our staff, utilizing state-of-the-art diagnostic equipment. Plus, you'll find easy online appointments, comfortable waiting areas with free Wi-Fi, free shuttle service, over 65 locations across New England, and the best customer service in the industry. Check out our everyday low prices now on Bridgestone Tires and make your appointment today at SullivanTire.com. We're always here to get you there.
Like so many soldiers returning home from combat, adjusting to life as a civilian hasn't been easy for retired Army Staff Sergeant Ben Dellinger.
The hardest part was getting out. You don't lose your friends, but like basically all those people get taken away from you all at once. It felt like my life was over at times. Everything I thought I was totally different.
American heroes like Ben face many challenges when they return home. That's why, for more than 90 years, Bank of America has partnered with military organizations to support jobs, housing, and critical needs of veterans and their families. We're also committed to recruiting and hiring veterans, reservists, and military spouses. And for Ben, we partnered with Military Warrior Support Foundation to award his family a mortgage-free home.
This is something I never expected to happen, and I'm truly grateful to each and every person involved.
To find out more about Bank of America's efforts, visit bankofamerica.com/military support. 2013 Bank of America Corporation. Bank of America, N.A. member FDIC.
Ah, that is the unmistakable scent of smoked sausage in this Dunkin' Donuts breakfast sandwich.
Yeah, you mentioned that 4 whiffs ago.
True smoked sausage deliciousness must be treasured.
Hurry in today for the unmistakable taste of the smoked sausage breakfast sandwich from Dunkin' Donuts. It's deliciously irresistible. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Stop by Dunkin' Donuts and get a freshly brewed coffee. America runs on Dunkin'.
What would make your life better? Start with better banking from Sovereign Bank. More than a checking account, better banking is a package of financial solutions with preferred rates, debit card cash rewards, and online banking with bill pay, along with the flexible options you need to help make your everyday a little easier to manage. And now Sovereign is part of Santander, one of the strongest, safest, and most successful banks in the world. That's what we call better banking. Sovereign Bank. Member FDIC.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. An exciting Patriots season is here, and Ace Ticket is proud to be the official fan travel partner of the New England Patriots. Ace Ticket is your trusted source. We have the best seats at the lowest prices for all your favorite Boston teams. Ace Ticket is now selling Celtics tickets to all games with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or right across the street from Boston Garden. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
My name is Terry, and not too long ago, I couldn't tell a first down from a touchdown, a flea flicker from a flea circus. But then I got NFL Mobile from Verizon. I can watch every Thursday, Sunday, and Monday night NFL game live, right on my smartphone.
Nice call on the game yesterday, Terry.
I told you they couldn't stop the run. Plus, with access to NFL Network, I can watch highlights whenever I want.
Huge fantasy week. How did you know to start Mayo?
Woman's intuition, I guess. And with NFL Red Zone, I won't miss a touchdown on Sunday afternoons.
Up top, T-Mac.
You know it.
Offense is looking good, huh, Terry?
Good? They've been lethal in the red zone, Tim. Lethal. Rookie.
With NFL Mobile on Verizon 4G LTE, no one will know the game better than you. Call Star NFL to get it now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime, message, and data rates may apply. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Remember, don't call or text while driving.
You're as cold as ice. You're willing to sacrifice our love.
These are the cold, hard football facts on Patriots.com. The truth hurts.
You never take it.
Welcome back to the Cold Hard Football Facts. We are pleased to be joined right now by a friend of the facts, one of the great team bloggers out there, Stephanie Stradley, who's better known as Texans Chick at the Houston Chronicle. And who doesn't love chicks who talk football, who know football, who love football? We certainly do. Stephanie, how are you doing?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm spectacular. By the way, I got two bones to pick with you, okay? One, my accent. I don't have an accent. I speak the King's English. Okay? That hurts, Steph.
No, I love it. I love your accent.
But I'm telling you, you're the one with the accent. See, you got this Midwestern thing, this Texas thing. You're all screwed up.
I am kind of screwed up.
And my co-host Patrick Gimig and our producer Kevin Collins reminded me that I need to remind you that when the Houston Texans came here in December, you picked the Texans to win.
No, I told you I don't do games.
No, that's
because I don't believe in them.
You don't? Oh, is that? That's what you told me. Okay, Kevin, do I have misinformation here?
I know Pat and I thought she picked them to win.
That's right. No, now you put me on the spot. You made me look bad. If I needed any help, Kevin,
I think you might have pressed me. It's like I'll pick some.
No, I think you're right. I think you're right, and my producer and my co-host are wrong, Steph. See, look at I'm being. You know how hard it is to do a show when this is your supporting cast. You know, I do remember you didn't pick, but with that said.
Now Pat's telling me it was you that picked Houston, Kerry.
No, did I pick Houston?
I don't remember.
Did I pick Houston? Ask Patrick.
Somebody picked Houston.
I might have picked Houston. All right, hold on. I'm going to go back in as we speak, okay? Because I may be the one on the spot here. I may be the one who picked Houston. And well, we all know what happened. It was an Alabama Notre Dame type beating. The same exact score, I believe, 42-14.
Yeah, and I was saying really rude things during the game. I have to say that was my most cussiest since probably 2004 season.
Really? How come?
Yeah, it was just like for example, J.J. Watt was getting just some serious licks on Tom Brady, but it just didn't matter.
Yep.
Everything was going just completely the Patriots' way, and, you know, okay, let's force a fumble. Oh, wait, it's a touchdown for the Patriots! So, yeah, there was, I will confess, there were moments where I was saying stuff like, Tom Brady's head on a stick, which is not nice. That is not nice.
Which is,
I don't like to be not nice.
But you know what, Steph, the beauty of football, and do you remember the old, are you old enough to remember George Carlin?
Yeah.
And he did a great skit comparing football to baseball, right? And part of it was, at baseball, it was pastoral, and we have fun. And football, you may take the life of the man sitting next to you at any moment of the game. And you sound like that type of girl. You get caught up in the emotion of the game.
And now we no longer have sudden death warning.
Yeah, exactly. No, baseball, we don't know when baseball will end. It may go to overtime. Football, we is rigidly timed, and we will know it will end, even if we go to sudden death. But the part about the emotion of it, where you, like, you know, you're a, I understand you're an attorney, you're a writer, you're obviously a functioning member of society.
I try to be a nice person, but I gotta tell you, you know, it was an amazing number of hits that J.J. Watt got on Tom Brady. Hard hits.
Yep.
And they're doing the Patriot thing where they keep throwing the ball even when they're just crushing the life out of someone, and I get that. But the whole time I'm like, okay, you wanna throw it again, Tom? Okay, come on, JJ. I mean, it was bad. I was wishing bad things. Very, very bad. Karmically evil things, and I feel bad for that.
But no, but that's what I mean, though. That's what fans do, right? That's why you kind of get outside yourself, who you are. You do things that I'm sure you said things you would not say.
Well,
like,
see, I was at a bar and not at my home around.
Oh, see, what's,
so it changes things a little bit more too.
No, it's all good. We respect the fact you. One thing we love about you is you wear your heart on your sleeve, and you're passionate about who you support. You are the Texans chick.
Yeah, my biases are open and obvious, but I don't like Kool-Aid, so.
Well, I can tell you, I grew up in Boston, as you can tell by my gorgeous King's English, and I was a Patriots fan, but honestly, doing this as a job, I'm a fan of my numbers, and if the numbers say the Patriots are going to lose, I tell people, and Patriots fans now, they don't like to hear it when I'm on the radio here, or at Patriots.com or on other stations or doing whatever. I say what my numbers tell me. I'm loyal now to my numbers. I've almost lost my fandom, which is why I'm such a college football fan, because that's where I can kind of be, enjoy that part of the game as opposed to being coldly analytical stuff,
Well, see, now I have the best of both worlds, I think.
Yep. Well, can I tell you, by the way, this is what I predicted. The Patriots were 3.5-point favorites. I picked the Texans to cover, but not win. I had the Patriots winning 27-26. So I expected a close game, and it turned out, to be a blowout. So,
my prediction on my blog was that this was like all the Star Wars episodes, and we just didn't know which episode we were fixing to watch.
Okay.
So, like, was it going to be the episode where the Death Star is blown up, or is it going to be the episode where, Luke Skywalker loses his arm, or Han Solo gets put in the freezer?
There's a guy who we've had on this show, Nate Dunleavy.
Oh, I know Nate.
Yeah, Nate, and I think he works now for Bleacher Report, but he's been on our show. He's written stuff for us. We've done a lot with him. Over the years, we hung out with him. He's from Indianapolis. Hung out with him last year at the Super Bowl in Indianapolis, and a great guy. But he did a great story. Honestly, one of the best stories I've seen in my years being on the web. But comparing every team to a Star Wars character, and the Patriots were the evil emperor.
Of course,
who they are out there in the public eyes.
Obvious, the overdog that does evil.
The overdog.
Always.
I've not heard that term before.
Not favorite.
Hey, let me ask you.
As
someone who's not, this game aside, me and Patrick were talking about it earlier in this show, and we will get to the game sooner or later. Who do you root for more against? Is Rex Ryan more despised publicly or Bill Belichick? And outside of New England, where Bill Belichick's beloved, but who do you like less, Belichick or Ryan?
They're really not. In this part, I don't think it's really, you guys are all
Northeast biased
to us, so it's East Coast bias. We don't really care.
Okay, but with Rex Ryan on the
down our throats all the time, and we just whatever, guys.
Okay,
like for example, the Texans play the Jets. Texans beat the Jets. Texans lose their great middle linebacker Brian Cushing.
Yep. Yep, which it cost
them. And we're watching the post game, and it's all Rex. It's like,
that's what
guys.
I'm. But that's what I'm getting at because
yeah,
of Rex.
I mean, we're just tired of you guys. We're
okay,
tired of you guys. We need to kill the emperor.
So this is fascinating. You lump the Patriots and Jets together in a lot of ways because they're oversaturated
yeah.
in the media.
Now, if you want to get my hate going, I'll
I do. What's
I
up?
Can talk about the Cowboys or,
yep.
or the Titans. I'd be really happy with that. So yeah, I'm not very.
Why do you hate the Cowboys? Because obviously they are, and they are America's team because they still are the most popular team in the country. If you look at the geographic broadcast maps, they're on TV all over the country every week.
Yeah, it's one of those
city rivalry things.
Hate 'em teams.
Yep.
And you know, if you live in this part of the world and you're not a Cowboy fan, you're a fan of a different team.
Yep.
You're surrounded by Cowboy fans because they're everywhere.
They're here in New England too, Steph. They're here in New England.
Yeah, and they're the biggest front runners ever.
I agree.
And I've gotten to the point where I kind of almost feel sorry for them because the way that their organization is run is just horrible for the NFL and horrible for their fans. You know, they have Jerry running the show and, you know, he's just doing more of the same. And then they overbuilt their stadium such that everybody has to kind of try to compete with that stadium. And what does that do? That raises the price for all of us.
Yep. Hey, I'll tell you what, I didn't like seeing the Cotton Bowl the last couple of years at Cowboys Stadium. I want the Cotton Bowl at the Cotton Bowl.
Yeah.
That, like Texas A&M, Oklahoma playing at night. No, I want that game New Year's Day in the sun, in Dallas, in the Cotton Bowl.
Never will happen again.
I know, but that's where the Cotton, that's, you know, it's to me, that was a travesty.
Yeah, he's just bad for football.
All right, well, let me ask you this. Let me give you something, some very encouraging news, Stephanie.
I'm looking for that.
Okay, we're going to go back to 2010. The Patriots, by the way, 2010 went 14-2. And in week 13 of that season, they beat the New York Jets 45-3. Total annihilation on national TV. I believe it was a Monday Night Football game. It wasn't even a game. I mean,
yeah.
You know, we saw it, you know, 42-14 against the Texans in week 14 this year. This was 45-3 on Monday Night Football. Again, national television, December football, here at Gillette. It's just a total annihilation. The first in the division round of the playoffs, the 14-2 Patriots lose to those same Jets 28-21.
I'm very aware of that.
Okay, but I think a lot of Patriots fans are like, hey, this is going to be a breeze again, and that's not how the NFL works.
Well, no, I mean that was one of the reasons why I don't like doing game predictions.
Yep.
Because I think if you played the same two opponents with the same, you know, set of players, even, which won't be the case this time. You would get, you know, a whole bunch of different results. And, you know, this time there are some different players. There's different stakes involved.
Yep.
It's in the same location, but it's not the same team because, you know, the Texans have now, this particular team, have seen what it's like to be in Foxborough, know what to expect. It may be a little bit louder.
Yep.
But it's not going to be a completely new thing to the great majority of the players on that team.
Yeah, I agree. And that's what I've been saying to Patriots fans is that it's – That's how it is in the NFL. You don't win 42-14 every week. Against the same opponent. You just don't. It's never.
Well, and I saw a lot of things in that first game that did not look very typical of Texans football. It was one of the things that, you know, I mentioned prior to that game where it's hard to get the right amount of aggression and smarts together.
Yep.
And that it's very easy to try to press in those situations.
Yep.
And do those things that you can't do.
Yep.
And you could see a number of circumstances where that was happening. Like, typically Matt Schaub is pretty good at putting the ball where the best receiver is. You know, that, you know, he tends, you know, one of his strengths tends to be efficiency. You know, like this last game, you know, he had a
yep.
very, very high percentage. You know, Andre Johnson, you know, has, you know, among the most yards per catch of any wide receiver in the league, you know, especially for the number of yards he has. So, I mean, you look at those things, you know, he's usually pretty efficient in putting the ball places, and he didn't have his normal efficiency.
They look to me like they made We heard so much about them calling this the biggest game in franchise history. They made too much of a regular season game.
Well, some of the players did that. I mean, I'm not going to speak to the hearts of all the different players in the team. You know, some players did that. I just don't think that that was... I mean, that was actually pretty not typical game for them.
Yep. Hey, let me run one other thing by you before we got to go to break shortly. But the Patriots are 16-6 in the postseason in the Tom Brady era. Tom Brady, if they beat the Texans, if the Patriots beat the Texans, Tom Brady will have more postseason wins than any quarterback in the history of football. He's tied with Joe Montana right now. So that's pretty. I mean, that's pretty elite company, obviously. But in all six losses, Steph. It was a rematch game against a team they played early in the regular season. All six of them, including the two Super Bowl losses to the Giants, but both years the Patriots played the NFC East.
Well, and I think one of the things to look at for this game is, you know, both teams are pretty balanced teams offensively and defensively.
Yep.
So, and if you look at you know, it's much easier to deal with a team that is all defense or all offense, and then you can just play accordingly. It's, you know, the games tend to be more interesting when you really have to work at it. But I got to tell you, you know, the offensive efficiency stats of the Patriots this year are daunting.
It's stunning. It's absolutely stunning.
I don't think, you know, Patriots fans are just used to seeing this, you know, week after week, now we're third, you know. I mean, it's something that folks in that part of the world are very accustomed to, but they are crazy numbers.
This is the number three scoring offense in the history of football. Nobody even talks about it up here. They get so used to it.
Well, yeah, and it's the same thing goes with J.J. Watt's amazing season with defeats. He's blown out records that have only, you know, usually are held by linebackers.
Absolutely.
I mean, there's some interesting things matchup-wise that I don't think are talked about enough, but... You know, those amazing offensive stats are going to be hard for them to deal with. The Texans need to have a game more like what they had against the Broncos earlier on in the year on the road, where you know they executed very well. They did very well in the red zone. It was, you know, the Texans play the best when their offense feeds their defense and their defense feeds their offense. That's hard to do against a New England team that has just been dealing on offense.
No, I agree. Steph, we're coming up against the break here, but I'm told my producer Kevin has a present for you. I don't know what this is, Steph, so I want to disown knowledge of this because I don't know. So if it's
Texans
need to keep their stuff together, though. They can't be pressing because that's what a lot of times young teams do.
How about who wins the game? Can you give me that?
I'll say Texans.
All right, fair enough. Oh, yeah. Houston Texans win.
But you pushed me on that. I didn't want to.
I did.
That.
I know. I did. I know, and I had no part of that. I had no part of that. They put it out there.
No, I didn't want to pick a winner. I never did.
Kevin, why are you embarrassing my friend Stephanie?
I'm not. I just wanted to call her on it. That's all. I don't remember. I tend to remember. Shall I say, you know, picks that usually end up drastically the other way.
Well, Steph, I had the Patriots in it. I had a very close game. I think it's going to be a close game this weekend, too. So,
well, I have no result of this game would surprise me.
Yep, I'm with you. So, well, Stephanie, tell people real quick where they can check out your blog.
You can find me at cron.com in the blog section, and you can find my personal blog on stradleylaw.com, and all the fun things are on Twitter at Steph Stradley, Steph with a PH, and Stradley, pretty much the way it sounds.
Yep, and if you just Google Texans chick, you come up right away too. So it's great stuff.
There you go.
She does a great job. Love having her on, Stephanie. Thank you for your time and enjoy the game.
I will, hopefully.
And don't be violent.
Okay.
I'll talk to you soon, folks. We're gonna run to a break. When we come back, we're gonna break down all four playoff games after the break.
Sullivan Tire and Auto Repair is your Bridgestone Tire headquarters in New England. We have thousands of quality Bridgestone tires in stock at great prices. Save big on such tires as the Bridgestone Dueler HL Alenza, Taranza EL400, the Dueler HT and AT, and the Potenza G019 Grid. And if you're looking for a quality tire to get you through the winter, we have Bridgestone Blizzak tires in stock right now.
We have Bridgestone tires in stock no matter what you drive. Remember that we are New England's headquarters for top flight maintenance, with over 100 ASC certified master technicians on our staff, utilizing state-of-the-art diagnostic equipment. Plus, you'll find easy online appointments, comfortable waiting areas with free Wi-Fi, free shuttle service, over 65 locations across New England, and the best customer service in the industry. Check out our everyday low prices now on Bridgestone tires and make your appointment today at SullivanTire.com. We're always here to get you there.
Like so many soldiers returning home from combat, adjusting to life as a civilian hasn't been easy for retired Army Staff Sergeant Ben Dellinger.
The hardest part was getting out. You don't lose your friends, but, like, basically all those people get taken away from you all at once. It felt like my life was over at times. Everything I thought I was totally different.
American heroes like Ben face many challenges when they return home. That's why, for more than 90 years, Bank of America has partnered with military organizations to support jobs, housing, and critical needs of veterans and their families. We're also committed to recruiting and hiring veterans, reservists, and military spouses. And for Ben, we partnered with Military Warrior Support Foundation to award his family a mortgage-free home.
This is something I never expected to happen, and I'm truly grateful to each and every person involved.
To find out more about Bank of America's efforts, visit bankofamerica.com/military support. 2013 Bank of America Corporation. Bank of America, N.A. member FDIC.
Ah, that is the unmistakable scent of smoked sausage in this Dunkin' Donuts breakfast sandwich.
Yeah, you mentioned that 4 whiffs ago.
True smoked sausage deliciousness must be treasured.
Hurry in today for the unmistakable taste of a smoked sausage breakfast sandwich from Dunkin' Donuts. It's deliciously irresistible. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Stop by Dunkin' Donuts and get a freshly brewed coffee. America runs on Dunkin'.
What would make your life better? Start with better banking from Sovereign Bank. More than a checking account, better banking is a package of financial solutions with preferred rates, debit card cash rewards, and online banking with bill pay, along with the flexible options you need to help make your everyday a little easier to manage. And now Sovereign is part of Santander, one of the strongest, safest, and most successful banks in the world. That's what we call better banking. Sovereign Bank, member FDIC.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. An exciting Patriots season is here, and Ace Ticket is proud to be the official fan travel partner of the New England Patriots. Ace Ticket is your trusted source. We have the best seats at the lowest prices for all your favorite Boston teams. Ace Ticket is now selling Celtics tickets to all games with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or right across the street from Boston Garden. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com.
1-800-MY-SEATS. My name is Terry, and not too long ago, I couldn't tell a first down from a touchdown, a flea flicker from a flea circus. But then I got NFL Mobile from Verizon. I can watch every Thursday, Sunday, and Monday night NFL game live right on my smartphone.
Nice call on the game yesterday, Terry.
I told you they couldn't stop the run. Plus, with access to NFL Network, I can watch highlights whenever I want.
Huge fantasy week. How did you know to start Mayo?
Woman's intuition, I guess. And with NFL Red Zone, I won't miss a touchdown on Sunday afternoons.
Hope's up, T-Mac.
You know it.
Offense is looking good, huh, Terry?
Good? They've been lethal in the Red Zone, Tim. Lethal. Rookie.
With NFL Mobile on Verizon 4G LTE, no one will know the game better than you. Call *NFL to get it now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime, message, and data rates may apply. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Remember, don't call or text while driving.
Now look at this. Ray Lewis is coming onto the field for this last kneel down. And one last Ray Lewis dance. The original Raven.
And now Ray Lewis, mic'd up at Congregation.
Dear Jesus, it's Ray Ray again, number 52.
Heal him, Lord.
Lord,
heal him, Lord. Oh, heal him.
Thank you for giving me one last dance. And Lord, thank you for blessing me with a mind to rhyme and two hot feet. It feels good. And Lord, oh dear Jesus.
Tell him, baby. That's right.
I have one last request on my way out.
Praise be Jesus.
Make me the Lord of the dance.
That's right, baby. Make him the Lord of the dance, baby. Transform. Oh, transformation, baby. Come on now.
Ray, I've done plenty for you over the years. Like the time you got away with that thing in Atlanta. But you do know how to bust a move.
Amen.
As you wish, I command.
What I'm talking about.
I command you, Lord of the Dance. Hit it.
Amen, baby. That's what I'm talking about.
Ray Lewis mic'd up at Congregation. Filmed before a live studio audience.
Can you dance like Ray
amen.
Lewis?
Whoa.
Ray had to say amen, but yes.
I'm sorry. I jumped the amen. I apologize.
Well, you need to apologize to Raymond, not to me.
Can you bust a move?
Like Ray Lewis? I've never really tried. I think I could if I did like enough,
drugs. Enough
drugs.
Alcohol.
I don't know what would go into someone doing that. But,
I don't get. I mean, I know fans can fight up. That would not fire me up. It doesn't do it for me. I think he's a great footballer. He's one of the best football players I've ever seen. But that whole dancing, I think, it does nothing for me.
Yeah, I think he kind of looks foolish, and I actually thought it was kind of selfish to do what he did with that last dance. On Sunday, basically it took away from the team win, but that's okay. Kerry, before we get into our stat attack, I believe you have some feedback.
We asked our listeners on Facebook, our followers at Twitter at Football Facts. We want their scores, right? We want predictions, right, Pat? We're all about predictions. We'll talk more about some of our predictions in the stat attack. What's the score of the Patriots-Texans game? And by the way, if someone gets the score exactly right, they'll get free access to Cold Hard Football Facts Insider through the Super Bowl. That's where we put all the juicy stuff, Pat. That's where the really hardcore data is found, above and beyond the great stuff at coldhardfootballfacts.com. So I'll just run through to give an idea of what we're talking here. At 6-2 player, Pats 34, Texans 24. At Deep Threat, that's with three E's, Deep Threat, 31-10 Patriots. Dave Smart, 34-17 Patriots. I'm noticing a trend here already, Patrick.
Yes.
At Welk, 30-13 Patriots.
Actually Frankie C's alter ego, at Welk.
Is it?
Like
it might be. It's a guy named Sam, but it's at Welk. At Ked Sanza, 31-20 Pats, which I think we had some. They're all pretty similar. At Ryan Orlando, something a little different. Pats 21, Texans 10, a low-scoring game.
I don't know. Like I was saying earlier, I said 27-19. I don't see the Texans scoring more than 20 points, and I also don't see – I see the game being a lot closer this time, but I still think Brady and Belichick are going to get it done.
We have three, I believe, 34-13s, one by at Luke G, 1981, at Matty James H, both 34-13. And, okay, two. They're all in that area, though. So I guess, obviously, mostly Patriots fans, if not all Patriots fans, but they expect a big Patriots win. I do not, Patrick. I think rematches are different. I don't expect a two touchdown victory.
No. Okay. Do you expect a victory, though?
Yeah. I mean, let's look at what we've been talking about passer rating differential, right? The teams better in that number have won, like, I forget the exact number off the top of my head, 94% of games since week 15, and historically win more than 80% of games. This is the closest matchup. You mentioned it earlier. These are the two closest teams in passer rating differential. The Patriots a slight advantage, and so far in the postseason, 4-0, if you're better in passer rating differential. I think the Patriots keep that up. But the slight advantage playing at home gives them, kind of puts them over the hump. They win, but they win a close game, much closer than we saw back in week 14.
Cool. Well, we're going to get ready to dive into the stat attack before we round out this bad boy. Are you ready?
Yep, let's roll.
It's time to buckle your chin straps and hold on tight as Pat and Kerry go around the NFL in this week's stat attack.
In this week's stat attack, of course, there's only four games. The final eight teams, the divisional round, I would argue the divisional round, barring some abnormal wild card weekends, I think the divisional round is one of the greatest football weekends on the planet. We start Saturday afternoon, Baltimore at Denver. This is a rematch from week 15 when Denver handily defeated Baltimore. But what are we going to need to look for in this game?
Well, we talked about rematches don't always play out. I don't think we see a blowout in this game either. I think it's much closer than the last meeting. But at the end of the day, Denver right now, the best all-around team in the AFC, and we've been seeing it for the last month or so. Not only do they have Peyton Manning, they have the best defensive front in football, number one on our defensive hog index. Pat, they're number one in third down defense. They're number one protecting the passer. This is a very formidable team there. How about this? They are number one in defensive passing yards per attempt. They are the best in football at limiting downfield passing plays. Conversely, they're number one offensively in passing yards per attempt, the best in football with Peyton Manning getting the ball downfield. This is a very formidable team, not to be taken lightly. I in my postseason pick, have them winning the Super Bowl. And, of course, you have to think they're going to beat Baltimore. The one caveat, they only have two quality wins all year, only two victories over opponents with winning records. So they still have a little something to prove, but right now, very, very formidable.
Yeah, and if you're a subscriber to Cold Hard Football Facts Insider, the Broncos, they're ranked second overall in the quality stats power rankings, but they are number two. Baltimore at number 11, but even with that difference of 9, Denver has the edge in 17 of our critical indicators, 17 of the 20 indicators. So on paper, anyway, it looks like Denver should win. But like you said, rematch games should be a little bit closer.
I just think Denver has, you know, Baltimore's finally healthy defensively. It's a big game. But, you know, Denver's still they're just a better team, bottom line. And we'll most likely see the Patriots at Denver, like everyone expects. Next week.
Saturday night's main event, Green Bay at San Francisco. We've documented the Colin Kaepernick, Alex Smith trade, Aaron Rodgers playing well. What do you expect? We've got Green Bay at number 3 in our quality stats power rankings. We've got the 49ers at number 4. They're pretty evenly matched on paper.
Each one is better than the other in 10 of our 20 quality stats. Here's the difference, Pat. Green Bay is the most formidable team in football in passer rating differential. This is going to be the game. And we wrote about it, like I said, you can read it on Cold Hard Football Facts, you can read it on Football Nation, read my column at Sports Illustrated. This is going to be the game where the Colin Kaepernick decision comes back to haunt Jim Harbaugh and the San Francisco 49ers. He's going to get outplayed by Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers is a better quarterback, the most efficient quarterback in football. That San Francisco defense not playing as well now as it played earlier in the year. And I think Green Bay walks into San Francisco and wins this ballgame.
Sunday afternoon, game one, Seattle at Atlanta. This is the game for Atlanta to finally get a win in the Mike Smith, Matt Ryan era as far as a win in the playoffs.
And it's not going to happen.
No, it's not. Okay, we've got the number one ranked Seattle Seahawks in our power rankings, number 5 Atlanta. So you don't see a chance for Atlanta.
How about this? You and I have been talking, we talked about it earlier this show, we've talked about it all season, right? That people still aren't drinking the Atlanta Kool-Aid despite the, you know, NFL best 13-3 record and the number one seed in the NFC, right?
Right.
And here's why, Patrick. We talked about our 20 quality stats. You can see every opponent in every game at Cold Hard Insider. The Seahawks, the 11-5 Seahawks, are better than the Falcons in 15 of 20 different indicators. Each,
yeah.
15 of 20 quality stats have a direct correlation to winning games. They've been surging lately. The Seahawks are just a better team. The Falcons are one of the worst rushing teams in football, number 29 in average per attempt. Number 29 in run defense and average per attempt allowed. They're vulnerable in too many places. And Seattle has played a tougher schedule. Seattle has 6 quality wins this year. Atlanta has 3.
Yeah,
Seattle's a better team, Patrick.
I would argue, too, that Seattle kind of got all their playoff jitters. They got all that out of their system after the first quarter last week.
Yep.
So they're going to just kind of come in, and it's almost going to be business as usual for them. And I don't think that I'm not even really this idea that they can't win on the road. They kind of proved towards the end of the year they could. They won in Chicago.
They played 50 on Buffalo and Toronto.
And that, you know, people might say, well, that's Buffalo and that's in Toronto, but that's still a cross country flight for them. So, I like the Seahawks as well. And then rounding out.
And by the way, can I just to deviate from the cold hard football facts for a minute, Pat?
Sure.
I look at Seattle as a team that's feeling it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Does that make sense? And we don't usually talk
absolutely.
That way. That's a team that's feeling it right now.
They got
actually Kevin's feeling it in the producers' booth, but not the same thing.
Right. Marky Mark says they have good vibrations. Final game, we talked about it at length. Houston at New England. It's the rematch. The Patriots have six playoff losses in the Belichick-Brady era. They've all been rematch games. I'm still thinking Patriots win 27-19.
I think it's even closer than that, but the Patriots are a better team. It's not going to be another blowout, but the Patriots have enough experience, enough offensive firepower. And how about this for an interesting fact? The Patriots and Texans tied this year, each giving up 331 points. We think of Houston as a much better defense, right?
Right.
They each gave up 331 points. That's pretty compelling stuff. The Patriots are better, but I don't – and the Patriots have underachieved in the postseason. I think they have to tough out a win, and then they go to Denver for the epic showdown and probably for the game that will determine the Super Bowl champion.
Well, I'll be looking forward to seeing what happens. I know you will be as well. We'll be watching and documenting things, updating on Cold Hard Football Facts. So if you're listening, make sure you check us out this weekend. For Kevin Collins, for Kerry J. Byrne, my name is Patrick Gimmick. Thanks, everybody, for listening. We'll see you guys next Wednesday, same time, same channel. Don't forget about Bill and Todd tomorrow with Football Nation, 4 to 6 Eastern, right here on Patriots.com.
Cold Hard Football Facts, a member of the FootballNation.com family.